Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. We got our good buddy Dr. Ivan Meisner back on the show. Ivan is a longtime, 10-plus year, almost 11-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the world's expert on networking. He's the founder and the chairman of Business Network International. That's BNI. And I'm glad to say he's my good friend. Ivan Meisner, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's always good to be on your show.
It's good to have you back. He's also, his new book is called Networking Like a Pro, right?
Yes.
And brand new book?
Well. Yeah, it's done well. It hit number one on Amazon. Right now, it's the number one gifted book on Amazon, which is amazing.
That means, folks, is you're going to want to buy two because you're going to want to keep one and give one away.
Yes.
Right, Ivan?
I'm all for that.
Ivan, one of the things that... that you and I have talked about off and on over the last 10-plus years are some of the mistakes that people make when they network.
Yes.
And one of the big ones is when people get a little too aggressive, when they get upside down, they get your little networking wisdom of giver's gain.
Yeah, giver's gain and VCP.
They get that turned upside down.
Yeah.
And you have a term for that, don't you?
I do. It's called premature solicitation. And you don't want to say that three times fast.
Exactly.
It'll really get you in trouble.
Right. So talk to us about that.
Well, you know, listen, everybody's been a victim of premature solicitation, I think. I was recently at a speaking engagement, and before my presentation, someone literally came up to me and said, "Hi, Ivan, it's a real pleasure to meet you, and I understand you know Richard Branson." Sir Richard Branson.
Oh, my.
And I offer these specialized marketing services, and I'm sure...
Oh, my.
Yeah, I know. You see it coming, right? I'm sure his Virgin Enterprises could benefit from what I provide.
Oh, my.
Would you introduce me so that I can show him how I can assist his company?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so what I was thinking, Jim, was... what I was thinking was... Are you completely insane?
Yes.
I'm going to introduce you, somebody I don't know and don't have a relationship with, to Sir Richard, whom I've only met a few times.
Who you are just building an acquaintance with.
That's right. So that you can proceed to attempt to sell him a product or service that I don't know anything about and I haven't used myself yet. Right.
Now, don't tell me he did this thing, because this is the one that gets me.
Yeah.
He didn't give you three or four cards to give. Have you ever had anybody do that, give you more than one card and say, "Here, give these to your friends"?
Yes. Not only that, he gave me literature to give to Richard.
Oh, my.
Now, I'm really glad to report that with great effort, that monologue stayed inside my head. And instead, what I said to him, and this worked out really well, you know, I didn't say, "For God's sake, I'll never refer you."
All right.
Instead, what I said was I reached out my hand to shake his hand, and I said, "Hi, I'm Ivan. I'm sorry. I don't think we've met before. What was your name?"
Did he get it?
You know, no.
He didn't get it.
He was taken back, and it slowed him down for like a split second.
But see, that's the kind of person that's so out of control. You probably couldn't offend him if you tried. And that's the kind of person that you really should, if you had the time, say, "Would you sit down a minute? Let me explain something to you. Let me explain to you how the real world works. I don't know what the color of the sky is in your world, but here's how it works in the real world."
Yeah, and when that's happened to me with some people that aren't quite so aggressive, I've simply talked to them about the VCP, which you and I have talked about on the show, visibility, credibility, profitability, and I've explained, "Hey, look, I'm basically at visibility with Richard Branson. I'm not at credibility or profitability, and you're at pre-visibility.
You're an amoebic visibility."
Yeah. And so, you know, if you and I ever get to the position of a really strong credibility and I'm at the position at profitability with him, I'd be more than glad to do a referral. That's what I do all the time, is give people referrals and get referrals from people, but it has to be once the relationship is there.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, he would probably say, well, okay, whatever. will you take my stuff or not?
Yeah, that's it. You're right. Yeah, okay, thanks. When you reach that point, would you give him these cards?
Right. So, folks, if you're wondering, if you're thinking, wow, what a jerk, I can't believe that guy did that. If you have ever put the arm on anybody like that, you probably have, and or if you've ever given anybody more than one business card, you've done this, the equivalent of this, or anything like that. If you ask somebody to help you without having any reason for them to help you, then you know you've probably done some level, some variation on this theme, and it's just not good. And when we come back, Ivan's going to help us get this, make sure we get this out of our system. 20 till. Stay with us.
When you're walking down the street and you ain't had
enough. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Lysingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out the blog, the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members. Lots and lots of stuff there and that will help you with your small business. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Lysingame. Ivan Meisner, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the world's guru on networking, is our guest and our good friend, longtime 10-plus year member of our Brain Trust, and the author of the new book, Networking Like a Pro, Turning Contacts into Connections. These are available. All of Ivan's books are available wherever books are sold. Also, don't forget BNI.com, BNI, Business Network International, BNI.com. That's how you can find all the things that he does. Ivan's talking to us about not getting upside down with the giver's gain philosophy. Folks, if giver's gain works, as I've learned, as Ivan has taught us, if you subordinate yourself, your own self-interest to others first, you might slow your own progress down by a second or three, but in the long run, it just keeps on giving back, doesn't it?
It does. I really think, and we've talked about this a lot, that networking is more about farming than it is about hunting, that it's about cultivating those relationships.
Yep.
And so if you're out there looking to bag the big one at networking events, then you're really direct selling. You're not networking effectively. You know, before we went to break, you talked about giving away two cards. I think there are some contexts where giving away a couple of cards are okay. Let me give you an example. Sometimes I'll have someone come up to me and he'll say, wow, after they hear me speak, wow, you are a great keynote speaker. I would love to refer you to one of my business associates
right.
who hires keynote speakers. And
okay.
then I almost always give them two cards. And the reason
absolutely
for the reason for that is that you know I want that person who's asking for the referral to get a card, and
right.
then the person I want them to be able to give a card.
But you've been but they solicited you. You didn't solicit
yeah.
them.
So if somebody's soliciting you for your card, I don't see it as a problem to give away two, although sometimes they'll give away 5 or 10 or 15.
Right.
And that's
no, I've had people hand me a handful of cards and say, and I've actually had them say, give these out for me, please. Give these to
yeah.
your friends.
And, walk and, around,
you know,
hand them out.
And you want to say, well, sure, let me put my life on hold and take care of you, this person I've never met before.
That you've never met before.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's
it's amazing. So, no, you're right. There, but you got to use your head. But in general, in networking, asking the other person about them first, getting there to know them, not being too aggressive in asking them for help until it feels right, until it makes sense. That's the right way to go, isn't it?
Absolutely the right way to go. And there are still people out there that, you know, believe that a premature solicitation approach is a good one.
You actually have met people who – see, the first person you met
yeah.
is what I call a don't know squared. They don't know that they don't know.
Yeah.
And that guy is, you know, he just needs to be educated. And probably, Ivan, a year from now, if that person has some education and somebody took the time, in a day or a year, or whatever, he would probably look back and say, "Boy, that was really dumb." There are people out there. Yeah. You've actually met people who know all that I just said, and they still think it's a good idea.
You're right about that first part, because I have had people who've connected with me afterwards and said, "You know what? I was guilty of what you just described." And
we've all been about something.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And you learn, and then you become conscious competence. But,
yes.
but you've actually met people, as I said, that think this is the right way to go.
Absolutely. When I first started talking about premature solicitation, I put it in one of my blogs. I write a blog for entrepreneur.com. It's called networkingnowblog.com. Free content. Listeners, go check it out. Lots of really good stuff up there. And I wrote this blog on premature solicitation, and I actually had a guy. I'm not making this up. You can see it up there. To my astonishment, someone wrote back to me after premature solicitation and said, "I don't happen to believe that you. I do not believe you need a relationship with the person you're asking first. What you have to have is a compelling story or a product or service that would genuinely benefit the referral." And here's what he ended with: "Who am I to deny my contacts of something good?"
Unbelievable!
Can you believe that? Who
Unbelievable!
Am I? So it's like, yes, I have to assault you with my products or services.
Right.
I would never deny you.
Ivan, you didn't know that you were born on this earth to help that guy, were you?
I was so flabbergasted.
That's amazing, folks. And so, folks, this is not the way, you don't want to do this. This is not a good thing. And I don't think I've done that. I probably have been a little bit more aggressive than I should have. Let me put it this way. If I've ever done it, I knew better.
But in the beginning, we maybe didn't.
Well, you know how you get in the moment, you get kind of excited, and sometimes people can draw you in a little bit, and you kind of get excited about things. You can see it, but most people have a little tinge of, you get that little tinge of, this isn't appropriate,
Yeah.
I do that now, and I think most people do, and you back off. And one of the things I found, Ivan, is whenever you back off, you always feel better about it.
Yep.
Don't you?
That's very, I do. This guy didn't. He went on to say that and this is the direct quote.
There's more?
Oh, yeah. Relationships are irrelevant.
What?
That's what he said. Relationships are irrelevant. So, you know what? This is why I'm still out here teaching this stuff, because every time I think that people are starting to get it about the process of being about relationship building, then I run into some guy who's
just,
been in
just when you
time.
Think that your work is done, right?
I mean, yeah,
just
not.
When you think you can retire, right?
Yeah, no.
You can. You're never going to be able to retire.
Back in.
Ivan, you're never going to be able to retire. We're going to keep you working. Stand by, quick break. Ivan Meister and I will be right back with more astonishing stories after these messages. 10-2. Little Chicago bringing us back. I always like that group. They're always rocking, helping us get rocking and rolling around here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Welcome back, 7-2. I'm Jim Blassingame. Glad you're here with us. And Dr. Ivan Meisner is with us as well. We're always excited about having him back on the show. The founder and the chairman of BNI Business Network International, BNI.com. Ivan, tell us about BNI.
Oh, BNI is a business and professional organization that allows one person per profession to join a chapter. So there's one banker, one chiropractor, one travel agent. Our members get together every week, and they pass each other referrals. Last year, we passed 6.2 million referrals.
Wow.
Worldwide.
How much business?
Generated 2.6 billion.
Wow. That's more than the economy of Luxembourg,
Well, Luxembourg's a little bigger, but Liechtenstein.
Liechtenstein, that's what I meant to say, Liechtenstein. That other L.
Yeah. So, it's doing well.
Around the world now you've got how many countries?
43 countries, 5,600 chapters, 43 countries.
43 countries. Now, Ivan, tell the audience how many countries you were in, how many chapters you had when you and I started working together.
Oh, gosh. I've probably told you this. Well, let's see, 10, 11 years ago, so it would be probably, I don't know, five.
You had two countries, I think, or three countries.
It could have been
about
more than
700
five.
Chapters or something like that.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So, I mean, I'm not trying to draw any conclusions there, folks. I'm just, you know, just making a little point, just recording history. That's all.
Well, you know what? You do this tongue in cheek, but I got to tell you, it's this. If somebody wants to be, if somebody wants to build their brand, one of the best ways to build a brand is to start writing and get on shows like yours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a great way to build name recognition. And I know you always joke around, but the truth is, it's shows like yours that have built my brand and built my expertise.
You've been on other shows? You've been two-timing me, Ivan?
I'm on your show more than any
there
other
you go.
Show in the world.
That's better. All right, we're talking about astonishing stories of people who think that it's okay to turn Giver's Gain upside down.
Yeah. Listen, on my Facebook page, one of my readers got so ticked off at what this guy had to say when he said relationships are irrelevant.
Relationships are irrelevant.
He actually created a Facebook page, so your listeners should go there. It's called Facebook Users Who Are Sick and Tired of Premature Solicitation.
Wow. You're creating a cult out there, Ivan.
But I love his, he has a quotation mark, or not quote, he has a parenthetical comment at the end. Oh, my. Premature solicitation. Oh, my. So go join that. Hear some more dialogue about all this.
That's funny. Well, you know, folks, what we're talking about is we're having some fun with this idea that somebody came up to Ivan and wanted him to basically go be their salesperson to this other person that Ivan is just barely, you know, kind of building a relationship with.
Right.
And the names aren't important because this could happen to anybody.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've had it to happen to me and you almost don't know what to say. It's so astonishing. It's so out of, you know, out of reason that you're kind of speechless, aren't you?
I think if you run into that, a real good response is, "Hi, my name is Ivan. What was yours again?"
Right. I like the way you said that. Yeah.
But I then sit down and I talk about VCP. I talk about the fact that before I give a referral, referrals are really important. And when you give a referral, you give your reputation away. And so before I give a referral, I want to make sure that I'm strongly at credibility or profitability with the person I'm referring. And so we've just met. We're at pre-visibility. Mm-hmm. And it would take time for us to build that relationship and get to credibility before I could start referring you. Now watch their response. Because if they're fidgeting and they're like, yeah, right. Okay. You know this is never going to happen.
Forget about it.
But if they sit there and they really listen to you and they say, you know what, I get that. I understand that. Okay. So what's it take to, you know, build relationship? And I'll tell them, you know, we need, first of all, time. You know, before I start referring people, I need time. I need to see the work you do. I want to hear from other
people. Well, you know, a couple of things that you can also do is number one, you can say, well, you know, I'm just building my relationship with this person. Frankly, if I referred you now, that might put you at a disadvantage.
Or
you could also say, what makes you think that they need what you have? Why would I ask him about, why would I refer you when I have no reason to think that he needs anything you sell?
Well, but then they'll go into sales mode on you. I can show you. Oh, that's it. Let me show you why he needs me.
So that'd be a big mistake. Then you're off to the races, right?
Then you got to sit there and actually listen to it. Give me a fork.
I've learned how to disengage with those folks. Hey, Ivan, give us the website one more time, please.
BNI.com is the company website. If your listeners would like to visit
check
one of my
it
groups.
Out. You can find a chapter near you, and if there's not one near you, you can talk to them about starting one. It's a global phenomenon, folks, this BNI. It's really good stuff. Ivan, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Dr. Ivan Meisner, folks, as you can tell, he's the best. This is Jim Blessingham. I got to sign off for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. But before I go, I want to remind you, folks, it really is true. Givers gain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.